愿大家平安。
May peace be with everybody.
在这个礼拜的读经进度里面，还有包括箴言的第九章。
In this week's Bible reading, it includes Proverbs chapter 9.
今天早上想跟大家学习箴言第九章的一节圣经节。
And tonight I'd like to share with everybody a passage in Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
第九章第十节。
Proverbs 9, verse 10. 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这个地方说，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
Here it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那下面认识至圣者就是认识神就是聪明。
And then it follows, and the knowledge of the Holy One, which is God, is understanding.
可见一个人要做智慧人或者要做聪明人一定跟神有关系。
It is clear that if a person is to be wise or a person of understanding, it has to do with God.
倒过来讲如果对神没有敬畏对神不认识就没有智慧没有聪明。
And if you flip it around, a person who does not fear God nor have knowledge of God does not have wisdom or understanding.
我们在世界上常常是讲一般都是讲聪明。
In the world, we often talk about being smart or wise.
聪明不是 smart.
Being smart.
比方说我们生一个小孩子很聪明我们都是很高兴。
So, for example, if we have a smart child, then we'll be very happy.
有时候可以连跳好几年就直接去读大学。
And sometimes they can skip many grades and directly go to college.
如果我们到华尔街去看。
And if you go to a place where there are many Asians.
全国顶尖的人才大概都在那个地方。
Then the place will have many of the world's talents.
就是最聪明的大概在那里。
And that's probably where the most smart people are.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为那里有很多的利可得。
Because there are a lot of benefits to be gained there.
所以最聪明的人都是往利去追求。
So the smartest people will go toward the direction of gain and benefits.
但是，如果我们想过一个非常幸福的生活。
But if we want to live a life that is very fortunate.
我们常常发现需要智慧。
We will realize that we often need wisdom.
聪明的人生活不一定是完美的。
A smart person may not necessarily have a perfect life.
但是有智慧的人他的生活是完美的，是蒙福的。
But a person who has wisdom has a life that is perfect and blessed.
那聪明常常是生来的，但是智慧常常是后天去学习的。
And smartness is often comes from birth, but wisdom is often learned.
好，我们现在看圣经里面讲的智慧是带给我们什么果效？那再来想为什么敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So let us study from the Bible the kind of results that come from wisdom and what the beginning of wisdom is.
好，我们来看箴言第三章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
从第十四节
Proverbs chapter 3 starting from verse 14 to verse 16 14 For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold 15 She is more precious than rubies and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her 16 Length of days is her right hand and in her left hand riches and honor 18She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. And 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
这个地方讲智慧的利益强如金金。
Here it says that the benefits and profits of wisdom are better than silver and fine gold.
15节比珍珠还宝贝。
And in 15, more precious than rubies.
可见说智慧带给人的果效不是钱财所能够买得到的。
It is clear that the results that wisdom brings cannot be purchased from wealth.
所以一个人如果很聪明需要加上智慧。
So if a person is very smart, they need to add wisdom upon it.
因为聪明带给我们财富，但是智慧带给我们幸福。
Because smartness brings us wealth, But wisdom brings us fortune or blessedness.
那有聪明，没有智慧，只有财富，没有幸福。
If you have smartness without wisdom, then you only have wealth without blessedness. 好，
那智慧带给我们什么果效？
So what is the result that wisdom will bring us?
16节
Verse 16.
她的右手有长寿。
Her right hand has the length of days.
右手就是她能够把握得住的，抓得住的，是长寿。
And this means that what wisdom can hold on to in her right hand is length of days or longevity.
最长寿的人是谁？
Who is the person that has lived the longest?
你在圣经可以找得到记录。
You can find this recorded in the Bible. 969
岁。
969 years old.
但是他还是死了。
But he still died.
啊，最长寿的就不会死。
The person who can live the longest is the one who will never die.
啊，不会死就是永生。
And to never die is to have eternal life.
所以智慧能够抓得住永生。
So wisdom can hold on to eternal life.
啊，为什么？
Why is that so?
因为智慧是从敬畏神开始。
Because wisdom comes from fearing God.
那永生是在神里面的。
And eternal life is in God.
那聪明抓到钱不一定能够换到永生。
And smartness can hold on to money and wealth, but it cannot necessarily exchange it for eternal life.
聪明能够抓到世界上的名跟地位。
Smartness can grab onto the fame and status of the world.
但这里面没有永生。
But in this, there is no eternal life.
那下面说她的左手有富贵。
And then it follows to say, in her left hand are riches and honor.
最尊贵的是谁？
Who is the most glorious or honorable?
雅各改名叫以色列。
Jacob changed his name to Israel.
以色列是神的王子。
And Israel is the prince of God.
最尊贵的是至高的那一位神，他的儿子，这个是最尊贵。
And the most precious one is the son of the highest God.
所以如果我们有智慧敬畏神，
So if we have the wisdom to fear God,
那神就把我们提升做他的儿子。
Then God will lift us to become his child.
所以智慧的果效是非常非常的重要。
So the result of wisdom is extremely important.
那下面说他的左手还有一个富，就是丰富。
And it also says that in her left hand is riches.
这个丰富是什么？
And what are riches?
从信仰来的富足。
These are the riches that come from faith.
也就是在恩典上丰富。
And that is to have riches in grace.
在真理上丰富。
To be rich in the truth.
在神性上丰富。
And to be rich in godliness.
在来世上丰富。
And to be rich in the life to come.
这个都不是钱买得到。
And these are all things that cannot be purchased through money.
敬畏神，我们就可以白白领受。
But because we fear God, then we can receive these freely.
那接下去。
And then it follows.
17节。
In verse 17.
他的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
大家都很希望过得很喜乐。
Everybody wishes to live a pleasant life.
但喜乐是从哪里来？
A joyful life. And where does joy come from?
喜乐是从神的同在来的。
Joy comes from the abidance of God.
因为只有神能够真正满足我们。
Because only God can truly satisfy us.
所以聪明不一定会带给我们喜乐。
So smartness may not necessarily bring us joy.
事实上，世界上我们想要得到的时候，我们发现里面有很多负面的。
In reality, in the world, when we are receiving things, there are often negative things too.
只有神给我们的富足是不加上忧虑的。
Only the abundance that God gives us does not have sorrows added to it.
所以说，他的道，智慧引导我们这一条道，就是靠近神。
And so it says that the way of wisdom will lead us closer to God.
那让我们在他里面得到满足，所以充满着喜乐。
And in Him we'll receive satisfaction and be filled with joy.
那下面说他的路是平安的。
And then the bottom says, on all her paths are peace.
这条路要引导我们回到父那里去。
This path will lead us back to the Father.
我们越靠近神
，the closer we are to God.
在他的全能的应保护之下
，under the protection of His almighty power.
我们就没有害怕。
We will not have any fear.
在他的应许之下，我们就没有忧虑。
Under his promise, we will not have any sorrows.
没有忧虑，没有害怕，就是平安。
And without any sorrows or fears, there is peace.
但是我们可以看周围很多人很聪明，生活充满着忧虑。
But we can see many people around us. They are very smart, but their lives are full of sorrows.
没有平安。
There's no peace.
忧郁症。
There's They have depression.
很多的精神问题。
At night, they cannot fall asleep, and they have many mental illnesses.
所以智慧带给我们的果效是大的。
And so the results of wisdom are great.
那怎么让我们成为有智慧？
And how can we gain wisdom?
那我们就要回到我们刚刚读的箴言第九章。
Then we have to return to what we just read in Proverbs chapter 9.
第十节。
Proverbs 9 verse 10.
敬畏神是智慧的开始。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们刚刚得的讲所念的那一些要在我们生活当中实现，那个起点是在哪里？起点是敬畏神。
For those things we just read about to exist in our lives, where is the beginning point? The beginning is fearing God.
可见说，敬畏神在人生是最重要的一切事情，超越一切。
And we can consider fearing God to be the most important things in our lives that surpasses all things.
这个世界上相信有神的人非常多。
In this world, the people who believe in God are many.
也可以说你在美国，相信没有神的人远远少于相信有神的人。
And you could even say that in America, the people who do not believe in God are greatly fewer than those who believe in God.
这个统计数字可以看得出来。
This can be seen in the statistics.
所以相信有神，大部分你到印度、到非洲，全部人都相信有神。
When we talk about believing in God in India and Africa, most of the people all believe in God.
但是这里讲不只是相信有神。
But here it talks about we must not only believe there is a God.
这里是讲我们对我们所相信的神从内心最深处的一个态度。
Here it is talking about a very inner attitude we have toward the God we believe in.
而不是理性上、知识上，我接受、我相信有神。
Not only in logic and in our mind that we accept and believe that there is a God.
那这个态度是什么？
And what is this attitude?
就是对他的敬畏。
The fear that we have toward him.
中文的翻译远远超过英文。
The translation of Chinese greatly surpasses the English.
英文的翻译就是害怕。
The English translation is fear or to be afraid.
但是中文的翻译是含有尊敬的畏惧。
But in the Chinese translation, has respect and reverence.
所以叫做敬畏神。
Which is why we say fear of the Lord or revering the Lord.
那有时候我们常常在想，我到底有没有敬畏神？
And many times we may think, do I really fear the Lord?
我怎么知道我有敬畏神？
How do I know that I fear the Lord?
那什么时候我没有敬畏神？
When, in which cases, do I not fear the Lord?
好，那我们现在来看箴言第八章。
And now let us look at Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. Verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate.
这个十三节是在讲神的本性是善的。
And verse 13 is saying that the nature of God is good.
是公义的。
Is righteous.
所以神恨恶跟他的本性不一样的这种心态。
And so God hates the kind of the attitude that is against the nature of God.
所以这里说恨恶邪恶。
Which is why here it says he hates evil.
那接下去讲的就是什么叫做邪恶。
And then it follows to say what is evil and wickedness.
第一个骄傲。
The first is pride.
第二个狂妄。
The second is arrogance.
第三个恶道。
And the third, the evil way.
第四个乖谬的口。
And the fourth, the perverse mouth.
但是这个神让看为邪恶的远远超过这些所写的。
And the things that God view as evil surpass the things that are listed here.
所以敬畏神在乎恨乎邪恶，就是我们从心里的最深处，我们不能够跟罪认同。
And so fearing God means that in the most inner part of our hearts, we will not tolerate any evilness.
我们更不愿意活在罪里面。
And we are even more unwilling to live in sin.
但这里所说的罪不是人认为的不对。
But this kind of sin here is not something that humans think are wrong.
这里所说的罪是违反神的本性跟违反神的话、神的旨意。
The kind of sin here is to go against the nature of God and to go against the will of God.
这样叫做敬畏神，远离邪恶。
And this is what it means to fear God, to depart from evil.
所以圣经里面我们看很多的人当描写做义人的时候都有一个特色，他是敬畏神的。
So in the Bible, when they talk about someone as righteous, there's always a special characteristic, which is that they fear God.
因为义人跟敬畏神一定会连在一起。
Because righteousness and fearing God will always be connected together.
比方说哥尼流还没有信耶稣以前。
For example, Cornelius, before he believed in God,
大家都称他 做义人。
And Jesus, he was considered as a righteous person by everyone.
那找不到人像他这么好。
Because you cannot find anybody as good as he.
但是圣经说，哥尼流跟他的全家都敬畏神。
And the Bible says that Cornelius and his entire family feared God.
所以我们现在这个社会里面。
So in this society today,
虽然信耶稣的人不少，
even though there are many who believe in Jesus,
但是我们可以感觉得到，好像道德一直往下滑，
but we can feel that morality is going down,
好像挡不住，
as if we cannot block this downward spiral.
为什么？我们大家在想为什么？
And we're all thinking why.
我们可以用很多的因素来描写。
We can talk about many factors to explain it.
因为大众传播影响人的价值观。大众传播 mass media.
And because mass media has affected the value system of man.
那我一直看到最后洗脑了，你就觉得那个没有什么。
And the more that you view, the more that you've been brainwashed to think that it is not much.
我们认同。
And we have accepted it.
就无形中这个我们的标准一直往下降。
And so our standards keep falling down.
但是最根本的就是人对神缺乏敬畏。
But the most basic is that humans are lacking the fear of God.
所以虽然我们知道良心告诉我们什么是对的，什么是不对。
So even though our conscience tells us what's right and wrong.
但是有时候我们用理性去说服自己去做我们良心觉得不对的。
But sometimes we will use our own reasoning to convince ourselves to do something that may be wrong.
我们用理性去说服自己不做我们良心认为对的。
And we will convince ourselves to not do something that is right.
这样就道德就往下降。
And in this way, our morality keeps declining.
圣经里面记载两位政治家。
The Bible talks about two political figures.
一个是约瑟。
The first is Joseph,
一个是但以理，
and the second is Daniel.
所以有时候我们听人讲说，到底基督徒能不能从事政治？
And so sometimes we will say, can Christians become political figures?
圣经里面找不出一个是或不是。
We cannot find a yes or no in the Bible.
因为约瑟、但以理都是政治家。
Because Joseph and Daniel were both political figures.
但以理经过四个王朝。
Daniel had gone through four emperors.
No.他还是可以当宰相。
But he was still able to be the prime minister.
那我们就发现这两个人在圣经里面记载，你找不出他有缺点。
And these two people, when you look at the recording of them in the Bible, you cannot find any bad qualities.
他真的是敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because they truly feared God and departed from evil things.
那因为敬畏神，远离恶事，神就与他同在。
And because they feared God and departed from evil, God abided with them.
那因为敬畏神，所以他把神的地位抬得比王还高。
And because they feared God, they lifted the status of God even higher than that of the king.
如果王的命令超越的神，
if the commandment of the king overrode what God intended,Then he would not do it.
好像但以理，他宁愿被丢到狮子坑。
And just like Daniel, he'd rather be thrown in a den of lions.
这种敬畏神的政治家是有原则的。
And this person who fears this political figure who fears God, has his standards.
那个原则
has a principle.
就是他对神的敬畏。
And his principle is fearing God.
结果神与他们同在。
And so God abided with them.
连王都看得清楚神与他同在。
Even the king could see that God abided with them.
连王都因为他们敬畏神而尊重他们所拜的神。
And the king, because they feared God, he also revered the God they worshipped.
所以我们今天在这个社会上。
And so today in our society,
如果我们每一个信徒都敬畏神。
If every believer fears God,
我们的道德标准会非常高。
Then our standard of morals will be very high.
因为这是从心里面对神的尊重。
Because this is a fear that comes from our heart.
所以十条诫命不是十条建议。
And so the Ten Commandments are no longer the Ten Suggestions.
现在很多的基督徒十条诫命是建议。
And for many Christians today, the Ten Commandments have become Ten Suggestions.
我喜欢的我做，我不喜欢的我不做。
The ones I like, I'll do. The ones I don't, I won't.
到最后做不做还是我自己。
And in the end, whether I do it or not, it's still up to me.
所以我们在心里的最深处有时候是高过神。
And so in the deepest parts of our hearts, we are still putting ourselves higher than God.
那敬畏神的人是把神抬到比自己还高。
But the person who fears God is putting God even higher than themselves.
我不喜欢做，我也要做。
Even if I don't want to do it, I'll still do it.
因为我敬畏神。
Because I fear God.
对自己表面上没有好处，我还是要做。
Even though there's no benefit superficially to myself, I'll still do it.
因为我敬畏神。
Because I fear God.
啊，如果每一个信徒从心里来敬畏神。
If every believer fears God from their hearts.
来遵守十条诫命。
And keeps the Ten Commandments.
遵守良心对我们讲的对错。
And keeps the right and wrong that our conscience tells us.
我们的生活水准会非常的高，道德标准会非常的高。
Then our standard.Of our moral standard in our lives will be very high.
所以信仰不是外表在遵守一套教会所规定的规条。
So our faith is not superficially keeping to the, what is required of us in church.
真正的信仰是从内心最深处对神的敬畏。
True faith is having, the fear and reverence of God in the deepest parts of our hearts.
那很多教会的规条是帮助我们引导我们怎么去敬畏神。
And many of the church, requirements are helping us to fear God.
因此这里讲敬畏神，我们就远离恶事。
And so here it says, fearing God is to hate evil.
圣经里面讲约瑟受试探的时候。
The Bible records when Joseph received temptation.
为什么他不做？
Why didn't he do it?
因为在他的心里最深处，不是没有人知道或者没有人看到。
Because in the deepest part of his heart, it's not whether or not someone saw, knows, or sees.
他不做，不是因为人的原因。
For him to not do it has nothing to do with the reason of man.
他不做是因为我怎么能够得罪神。
But the reason he doesn't do it is how can I sin against God?
是对神的敬畏。
It has to do with fearing God.
所以他才能够一生找不出有什么错误。
And so in his entire life, he cannot see a wrong.
不是他没有可能犯错。
It's not that he...I did not have the ability to do wrong.
有很多的机会他可能犯错。
There were many opportunities for him to do wrong.
但是因为神比他大。
But because God was greater than he was.
他对神有敬畏的心。
And he had a fear of God in his heart.
所以他能够不犯错。
He was able to not do wrong.
今天这个就是我们敬畏神的榜样。
And this is the example for us today of fearing God.
远离恶事。
To depart from evil things.
使我们能够跟神站在同一边。
So that we can stand next to God.
使公义的神也能够站在我们这一边。
And so this righteous God can also stand with us.
与我们同在。
And to abide with us.
我们看箴言的十四章第二节。
Let us look at Proverbs 14, verse 2.
箴言十四章的第二节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him.
行动正直的敬畏神。
He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord.
所以敬畏神的一个表现就是行动很正直。
So a manifestation of fearing God is that we will walk in uprightness.
这个是一个基督徒的特性。
This is a special characteristic of a Christian.
恨恶罪恶。
To hate evil and wickedness.
喜欢公义。
And to love righteousness.
因为我们对神的敬畏。
Because of our fear of God.
好，我们先来看诗篇的三十四篇。
Now let us look at Psalm 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
第九节。
Psalm 34, verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's no want to those who fear him.
这个地方说要敬畏神。
And here it says,that we should fear the Lord.
因为敬畏神的一无所缺。
Because those who fear him will have no want.
那个第八节，我再念。
And verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
这个地方说要尝尝，要去体验一下神是好的。
Here it says that we should taste and experience that the Lord is good.
所以神是好的，这不只是说我们从圣经的了解。
And for God to be good is not only our understanding from the Bible.
也不只是说很多人对我们讲他的见证。
And it's not just many people telling us their testimonies.
那神是好的，这是我们本身可以体验到的。
For God to be good is something that we can personally experience.
所以第九节说，我们要敬畏神。
And so verse 9 says, we should fear the Lord.
敬畏神的一无所缺。
There is no want to those who fear him.
可见一个人敬畏神，远离恶事，他就活在公义里面，神与他同在，他就一无所缺。
It is clear that a person who fears the Lord will depart from evil and live in righteousness, and God will abide with him, and he will have no want.
旧约有这个例子，我们现在也有这样的体验。
There is this example in the Old Testament, and we have this experience today.
所以我们今天最怕的是对神的没有敬畏。
So what we fear the most today is that we will not fear the Lord.
我们现在来看一个例子。
And now let's look at an example.
出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记的第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
第一章的二十一节
Exodus chapter 1, verse 21. Verse 21. And so it was because the midwives feared God that he provided households for them.
这个地方讲收生婆因为敬畏神神就叫他们成立家室
Here it says because the midwives feared God, God provided households for them.
那再看二十节
And now let us look at verse 20. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty.
这里说神后代收生婆。
Here it says God dealt well with the midwives.
收生婆算得了什么？
What does a midwife amount to?
这是一个默默无名的工作。
This is a very quiet work.
但是圣经既然记载这个收生婆。
And they don't have much fame, but the Bible records these midwives.
关键在哪里?
Where is the crucial point?
他敬畏神。
It is that they feared God.
我们看16节。
Let us look at verse 16.
第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16. And he said, When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live. 17. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive.
这个地方讲埃及王要有计划的来消灭以色列百姓神的选民。
Here it says that the king of Egypt had planned to destroy the existence of the male children.
因为男的就要把他杀掉。
To exterminate the Jewish people because he was killing the male children.
如果收生婆照这样做，过了几十年，以色列人都没有男人，那自然这个种族就消灭。
And if the midwives obeyed him, then some decades later there would be no population because the males would be gone.
但是这个收生婆的心里面有两个力量。
And there are two strengths in the hearts of.
一个是王对他的命令。
There are two powers in the hearts of the midwives. First is the commandment of the king.
一个是他所拜的神。
And another is that of God, the God that they worship.
所以我们在现实生活里面常常会遇到实际生活的困难跟挑战。
So in our lives of faith, we will often face many practical problems.
好像跟我们信仰的原则是冲突的。
And they'll seem like they are having conflict with the principles of our faith.
那就在这个冲突当中更能够显示到底神在我们的心中分量有多大。
And it's in this conflict that we can see and manifest how powerful God's place is in our heart.
这个收生婆也可以照着王的命令去做。
These midwives could have done according to the commandment of the king.
在人看来这个并没有什么错。
And from the perspective of man, this is not something wrong.
但是他知道以色列民是神的选民。
But they knew that the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
他知道王叫他做的是不对。
They knew that what the king was telling them to do was wrong.
所以他就不照这样做。
And so they did not do it according to this.
这个就是对神的敬畏。
And this is the fear of God.
当然这是困难的决定。
And of course this is a difficult decision.
但是神后代收生婆。
But God dealt well with the women.
一定让人看出来神怎么后代的。
And we'll definitely see, it means that we can definitely see how well God treated the midwives.
生活充满神的恩典。
Their lives were filled with the blessings of God.
然后二十一节很明显就是说叫他们成立家室。
And in verse 21, it very clearly says that he provided households for them.
让他们有很幸福温暖的家庭。
He gave them very blessed and warm families.
那另外一个例子就是敬畏神蒙福。
Another example is fearing God and receiving blessings.
那我们大家都很熟悉创世纪的故事。
We are all familiar with the stories in Genesis.
我们现在看创世纪的二十二章。
Let us look at Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第十节。
Genesis 22, verse 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. 11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. 12. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me.
神对亚伯拉罕给一个非常困难的考试。
God gave Abraham an extremely difficult test.
在22章的第二节。
In verse 2 of chapter 22.
带你的儿子。
Take now,
你的独生儿子。
Take now your son. Take now your son.Your only son Isaac, whom you love.
然后到摩利亚山献给我。
And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there to me.
这里提到你的儿子。
Here talks about your son.
这是骨肉啊。
This is the son of his flesh.
你的独生儿子。
Your only son Isaac.
就是献了就没有了。
Meaning if you offer him, he's gone.
这是你所爱的。
Whom you love.
把他献给神。
And offer him to God.
那亚伯兰就这样做了。
And so Abraham did it.
这不简单啊。
This is not easy.
那从心里的最深处，为什么亚伯兰会这样做？
From the deepest part of his heart, why would Abraham do this?
所以不是神要他的儿子。
It is not that God wanted his son.
神要他亚伯兰的心。
God wanted the heart of Abraham.
那心看不见，怎么来表现呢？
If you cannot see the heart, then how can you show it?
当亚伯兰用行动来表现神大过一切。
Once Abraham used his actions to show that God was higher than everything.
神对他的要求就是对他的命令。
What God wanted of him was a command to him.
他就做了。
And then so he did it.
所以神说你敬畏我超过一切。
And so God says, you fear me above all things.
可见说敬畏神是需要有实际的行动。
And so it is clear that fearing God is related to having a practical
action. 不计算任何代价要讨神喜欢。
We will not care about the price to please God.
要遵行神的话。
To keep the words of God.
那结果亚伯兰不但没有失去他的儿子。
And so the result was that Abraham not only did not lose his son.
他体会到神必预备。
He also experienced that God will provide.
而且神祝福他天上跟地下的福分。
And God blessed him with the abundance of the heavens and the earth.
所以我们就知道敬畏神的人一无所缺。
And so we know that those who fear God have no want.
真的敬畏神，充满神的恩典。
Those who fear God are filled with the blessings of God.
敬畏神的家庭是蒙福的家庭。
The family that fears God is a family that is blessed by God.
我们看诗篇的128篇。
Let us look at Psalm 128.
诗篇的128篇。
Psalm 128.
第一节。
128 verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
这里说敬畏神遵行神的道他便是有福的。
Here it says that anyone who fears God and walks in his ways is blessed.
那敬畏神的表现就是遵行神的道。
And the behavior of fearing God is walking in his ways.
好像圣经讲敬畏神全家都远离恶事。
And in the Bible, when we fear God, then the whole family is departing from evil.
哥尼流全家都敬畏神。
Cornelius' whole family feared God.
全家都遵行神的道。
Their entire family kept the teachings of God.
那从第二节开始就在讲这个家庭生活。
Starting from verse 2, it talks about the life in the family.
要吃劳碌得来的，要享福，事情顺利。
When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
所以全家敬畏神，我们可以享受劳碌所得的果效。
And so when the whole family fears God, then you can experience the happiness from eating of your labor.
那到第三节就是在讲家庭生活。
And in verse 3, it's talking about the family life.
跟配偶的关系，跟子女的关系。
The relationship with your spouse and the relationship with your children.
非常融洽，非常蒙福。
It's very nice and it's very blessed.
这是一幅非常美的图画。
This is a very beautiful image.
那这么幸福的家庭从哪里来？
And such a blessed family, where does it come from?
从父亲带领自己的太太、自己的儿女敬畏神来。
It comes from the father leading his wife, leading his children to fear God.
所以家庭里面敬畏神是超过、远远超过世界上一切的事情的重要。
So fearing God in your family surpasses all the importance of things in the world.
最令人羡慕的家庭是蒙福的家庭。
The family that is most admired by men is a family that is blessed.
蒙福的家庭是敬畏神的家庭。
And a blessed family is a family that fears God.
所以第四节。
So verse 4.
看啊，敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福。
Behold, Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
我们知道我们一生啊非常重要，一定要把神抬得最高，然后从心里的最深处对他尊敬。
And so we know it's very important that in our lives we have to lift God to the highest and from the deepest parts of our hearts fear Him.
我们现在回来看箴言第九章第十节。
Let us turn back now to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
下面一句。
The last part.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识神这个就是聪明。
Knowing God is understanding.
可见说不认识神就是不聪明。
And so we can, it's clear that not knowing God is not having understanding.
我们知道使徒行传在提到要拣选做圣工有三个条件。
We know that in the book of Acts, choosing workers has three conditions.
第一个好名声。
The first is to have a good reputation.
这个包括我们的私生活。
And this represents our lives.
这个从敬畏神来的。
And this comes from fearing God.
第二个圣灵充满。
The second is being full of the Holy Spirit.
第三个智慧充足。
And the third is to be full of wisdom.
那这个智慧不是地上的聪明。
And this wisdom is not the smartness in the world.
这个智慧从哪里来？
Where does this wisdom come from?
就是我们刚刚所读的这个圣经节。
It is just from this passage we read.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Knowing a knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
就是对神的认识。
That is how much we know God.
我们知道社会上有社会的共识。
We know that
consensus.
There is a consensus in the world.
那这个社会上的共识就是文化。
And the consensus of the world is culture.
所以你如果一个人在竞选总统，他不能够对文化不认识。
So a person who is running for president cannot not have an understanding of the culture.
那请问教会的共识是什么？
And so what is the culture, what is the consensus of the church?
如果教会的共识是社会的文化，
If the consensus of the church is the culture of the world,
这个叫做教会的堕落，
And this is called the falling of the church.
这个叫做教会的俗化，
This is called the conforming of the church.
那教会的共识是什么？
So what is the consensus of the church?
我们要了解教会是什么。
We have to first understand what the church is.
教会是主耶稣的宝血所买来的。
The church has been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
旧约时代说，以色列民是独居之民。
In the Old Testament times, it said that the Israelites are the only ones.
是不列在万民当中的民。
They are a people who do not fall among the other nations.
今天这个以色列民就是我们。
And today, this people of Israel is are us.
所以我们住在世界，又不属世界。
And so even though we live in the world, we do not belong to the world.
那我们要用真理让我们成圣跟世界有分别。
And we have to use the truth to sanctify us and also separate us from the world.
那教会的共识是什么？
And so what is the consensus of the church?
就是对神的认识。
That is the understanding of God.
这一点非常重要。
This point is extremely important.
对神的认识。
The knowledge, understanding of God.
所以我们对神认识越深，我们的想法才共识才会蒙神悦纳。
And so the deeper we know God, the more that our thinking will come to a consensus and will be pleasing to God.
这个叫做聪明。
Knowing God, this is what it means to have understanding and to be smart.
这个就是做圣工的条件。
And this is the condition of doing holy work.
比方说在使徒行传十五章。
For example, in Acts chapter 15.
有外邦人要不要受割礼？
Gentiles need to receive circumcision.
在犹太社会的共识是一定要受割礼。
In the consensus of the society of Jews, they need to receive circumcision.
但是主耶稣来了以后，这个受割礼是犹太人的文化。
But after the Lord Jesus came, this circumcision has merely become a culture of the Jews.
跟得救是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with salvation.
他们就辩论起来。
And so they started to dispute.
那辩论起来以后，
And after debating,
雅各就起来讲了。
Then James stood up and said,
根据他对神的认识，
According to his understanding of God,
外邦人不需要受割礼，
Gentiles do not need to receive circumcision.
因为这是摩西的律法。
Because this is the Mosaic law.
所以大家就以为好。
And so everybody felt that this was good.
这个就是新的共识。
And so this is the new consensus.
那这个新的共识是基于他们对神的认识。
And this new consensus comes from their understanding of God.
所以认识神才是真正的聪明。
And so knowing God is true understanding.
教会要建筑在对神的认识上面。
And the church must be established on the truth of knowing God.
而不是社会上怎么做，我们应该怎么做。
It is not based on what society thinks we should do, and then we do accordingly.
哦，所以圣经里面保罗说。
So in the Bible, Paul said.
哦，他归主的时候说：“主啊，你是谁？”
After he had turned to God, he said, "Lord, who are you?"
为什么要问这个问题？
Why did he have to ask?
他不是做很多的圣工吗？
Didn't he already do many good works?
他为什么要问主你是谁？
Why did he have to ask, Lord, who are you?
因为他服事到最后，
Because in the end of his servitude,
他非常的谦卑。
He was very humble.
我能够夸的就是我的软弱。
That which I can boast is only my weakness.
他明白人只不过是器皿。
He understood that humans are only vessels.
如果人能够做什么？
What can man do?
是神通过他做的，不是他本身做得出来。
It is what God is doing through him, and not what he himself is doing.
那神会通过这个人做，他一定有一个特色。
And if God is going to do something through this person, then he must have a special characteristic.
就是承认我只是人。
That is accepting, admitting that he is only human.
我是软弱的。
That I am weak.
有这样的特色，神才会通过这个人做事情。
With this kind of special characteristic, God will use man to do his work.
因为当神通过这个人做事的时候，他就不会跌倒。
Because once God works through this man, then he will not fall.
那他为什么要问我主啊，你是谁？
So then why will he ask, Lord, who are you?
因为他后来说，我不但是罪人，我是罪人的头。
Because later he said, not only am I a sinner, I am the chief of all sinners.
因为他的热心没有用对神的认识这一种智慧来引导。
Because his fervor was led by his understanding of God.
因此他的热心反而造成对神的逼迫。
Because previously his fervor was led by was not led by his understanding of God, it led to persecution.
所以今天我们在教会的热心是好的。
And so today, our fervor in the church is good.
但是认识神是智慧的开始。
But knowing God is the beginning of understanding.
就是要不断地去追求认识他。
And that is to unceasingly pursue the knowledge of God.
使我们能够看到神所看到的。
To be able to see what God sees.
使我们能够感受到神所感受的。
To be able to feel what God feels.
使我们能够做一个决定是神要我们的决定。
And to be able to make a decision which is the decision God wants us to make.
那我们的侍奉就蒙神悦纳。
And in that way, our servitude will be pleasing to God.
所以敬畏神是智慧的开始。
And so fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
认识神便是聪明。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. Sing hymn 315. Please be seated.
我们现在最后要一起来祷告。
And lastly, we would like to pray together.
我们要用圣灵，要用真理，来使我们成圣。
We'd like to use the Holy Spirit and the truth to sanctify us.
因为认识神要从神的话入门。
Because knowing God must, we enter through the door of knowing God through truth.
我们更需要圣灵的更新。
And we even more need the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
把神性浇灌，从把罪性拔出来。
To be filled with godliness and to get rid of our ungodliness.
当我们认识神越深，然后罪性又拔出来。
Once we know God even deeper, then to get rid of our sinful nature,
我们就发现教会的问题就越来越少。
Then we'll realize that the problems in church will diminish greatly.
那神就越来越同在。
And God will abide with us more.
平安喜乐恩典就充满。
Peace and joy and grace will fill us.
所以那两个基本就是祷告被圣灵充满，还有对圣经深入的研究。
And so the two basic things are to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to have a deep research of the Word of God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now let us all pray together.
如果我们要求圣灵，
if we'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit,
接受按手祷告，
to receive laying of hands,
需要代祷，
and if you need intercession,
我们都到前面来，
then let's all come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告，
and now let us all pray together. Yeah.